Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins, and today I am pleased to be joined by Trooper Jeremy Nairn with State Police District 18 in Litchfield, and we're going to be talking about Scott's Law primarily today. Trooper Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad, and I wish we could be speaking under better circumstances, but unfortunately we're focusing on Scott's Law because a lot of things have happened since January 1st that have gone in violation of Scott's Law. So first, can you tell me a little bit about what Scott's Law is?
Well, the Scott's Law was enacted in 2002. The law is named after a Chicago fireman, Lieutenant Scott Gillen, who was struck and killed by a drunk driver on December 23rd, 2000. So that's when that law was enacted. In 2002, after his death in 2000. As of 2017, it used to just protect emergency vehicles only, tow truck drivers, anybody with a red or blue light, so any type of amber light, IDOT workers, anything, construction workers, anything doing their job. Now, as of 2000, now we cover, even if you're broke down on the side of the road, you have a flat tire, as long as you have your hazard lights on, people are supposed to get over, either slow down when approaching you and get over if able to. Kind of a common sense thing, and unfortunately we had to change the law a little bit to protect everyone because public motors is important.
Right, I'm glad you clarified that because I assumed it was just emergency or authorized vehicles, I guess you would say, but it does extend to the general public as well.
It does.
Now, unfortunately, we've had, what is it? Is it 15 state trooper vehicles across the state?
At this time, the year to date, we've had 16. Illinois State Police squad cars that have been stationary on the side of the road performing their duties, and they've been struck. Out of those 16, four of them were struck by commercial motor vehicles.
I think, you could correct me if I'm wrong, two of the officers have died, or have there been more that have actually...
Two officers have been killed.
Did you know the officers? I know it's a large state.
I did not. I did not know the officers, but I can tell you I came on this job when I was 22, and I have a three-year-old now. It really hits home whether I know them or personally know them or not. We're all out there doing the same job, and
it's a fraternity.
Sometimes it is. We all wear the same uniform. We all have the same goals in mind: is protect the public, but we also would like to go home at night.
Right? Do you find yourself? Gosh, I don't know if there's a better way to phrase this. Do you pull over a lot of people when they're in violation of Scott's? I know, unfortunately, we talk about it mostly after accidents have happened. But have you been able to catch people when an accident hasn't happened?
Our resources are kind of spread thin, so a lot of times we're already handling a situation and it's hard to break away. At this time, we've kind of beefed up our resources in some areas, and it's more of a focus that we've been trying to do. So for example, the move over citations, January 1st, 2018 to March 21st, 2018, we wrote 187 tickets, also known as citations. As of January 1st, 2019 to March 21st, 2019, we've wrote 530. So we have moved some resources around to try to prevent this from happening the best we can.
Absolutely. We're talking with Trooper Jeremy Nairn with Illinois State Police District 18 in Litchfield. What are some of the consequences to violating Scott's Law?
Some of the consequences for violating Scott's Law, the offense monetarily is anywhere from $100 to $10,000 fine. You can also have your driver's license suspended for anywhere from 90 days to 2 years, depending on the severity of if there was personal injury involved, those type of things.
Do you see any kind of reasoning why this is happened so much already in 2019 compared to years past? Because obviously 16 times since the year turned over, I mean, we're only in April, and that's a lot.
Yes. Well, not to get on a
tangent.
Exactly. Not to get on a tangent. I think maybe we're losing our ability to care for others. I would imagine if you would interview somebody or talk to them, hey, how did you feel when you were on the side of the road and you were broke down and you were on the interstate and cars were driving by you 75 miles an hour? I'm sure when you ask them that question, their response would be, I was afraid. Mm-hmm. I could feel my vehicle shake. I was like, man, I can't wait till a police officer gets here, the tow truck gets here to help me out, to hopefully prevent me from getting hit. I just think we need to start maybe putting ourselves in somebody else's situation, and maybe it would change our driving behavior. Hey, if that was me on the side of the road, man, I hope somebody would get over and give me some room.
Well, and it's not just moving over, it's also slowing down. That's part of it as well.
That is correct. You need to move over if possible and slow down, and then proceed with due caution.
Is there any kind of advice you would offer someone who's along the side of the road because their vehicle's broken down or whatnot, and they're in this situation maybe to better protect themselves? If their car's not able to run, they're not really able to drive anywhere else. But
yes, you're going to get varied opinions, but a lot of what we're trained on and classes you go to, your best bet is staying inside your vehicle and probably seatbelt it in until help arrives. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that if they're out of their vehicle up on the embankment, but you have cars going at 70-plus miles an hour, and if the car loses control for whatever reason, it's going to be hard to outrun that car up a hill.
Right.
If you're in your vehicle, you know, cars are designed to absorb the impact and energy of a crash. You have your seatbelt on, so your chances are greatly increased of surviving.
See, that's not even something I would think about, because you would think, oh, I need to get away from here, as far away from here as I can, but you actually probably are safer inside the vehicle.
Yes.
We're joined by State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with District 18 in Litchfield. We're talking about Scott's Law because, as we said, 16 Illinois State Police vehicles have been struck since January 1st, and we are only in April right now, so we're trying to bring awareness to this issue. It is the law if a car is on the side of the road and their hazard lights are activated, or if a police vehicle is along the side of the road and their lights are activated, you must move over and slow down. Are there any other parts of that law that I'm missing there?
Also, just any type of emergency vehicle, firefighters, we're out there trying to, you know, EMTs, mm-hmm. anyone that shows up that is authorized to be there has their lights on. It protects them as well as the motorists with their hazards on.
Was there anything else you wanted to mention about this or about anything else?
Actually, as of 2019, the weekly breakdown, we have more than one per week Illinois State Police vehicle getting struck on the side of the road. So that's pretty significant.
Which is why you're here today to talk about
it. Yes. I've been posting a lot of information on Facebook, so if you'd like to follow me on Facebook, hopefully you get something out of that. We're all in this together. Our lives are important just as long as, along with the motoring public. I don't like showing up to crash scenes that families are affected in a negative way due to death or personal injury. So if we could all just do our part and drive safe and drive smart, and please, you know, slow down and move over.
Right, because these accidents are avoidable.
They are.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. Thank you for your service as well, because this is not an easy job.
Oh, thank you. I it was a calling I started when I was 20, 21 years old in law enforcement, and something I've always wanted to do, and I'm the fifth generation, so
it's in the blood.
I'm glad to be a part of it. So
absolutely.
And I want to thank you for your time of allowing me to come in and speak about Scott's Law.
Oh, not a problem. And if there's anything else you ever want to talk about, don't hesitate to get in touch and we'll have you on.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. That is State Trooper Jeremy Nairn with District 18 in Litchfield. And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum on your Tally broadcasting stations. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.